Terrence Burke is the master behind Wump Muppet Puppets, who will bring their show to Northside's Hoffner Park on Saturday, May 9th. And there are also some special guests, not just Terrence.
Hi, my name's Coleman.
And I am Reg.
Well, welcome, Coleman and Reg and Terrence. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Well, tell us about Wump Muppet.
Wump Muppet Puppets is a childhood dream put onto display for the last 5 years now and moving like a freight train. Well, a little freight train. And having a fantastic time bringing puppetry to families and children all over the tri-state.
And beyond, right?
Oh, yes. This summer, we are booked throughout the state of Kentucky, as well as up into Akron and Chillicothe.
And we are going home to New England in August.
Where is home in New England? That's a pretty big area.
Well, I'll let him tell him.
I will be visiting my family up in New England in part of August, and we'll be performing throughout the Merrimack Valley, some libraries and play centers there, as well as a booking at the Boston Public Library.
Oh, that's wonderful. Reg, do you have anything to say? You've been so quiet.
Oh, well, I am looking forward to our vacation up there. I might reconnect with family.
Very good. And what will you be doing on May 9th in Hoffner Park?
Oh, I will be playing that guitar there.
That guitar? And
in a make-believe kind of way.
And singing?
Oh, would you like to hear it?
Go ahead.
All right, this might get a little loud. This is from my hit number. It is called Raspberry Soufflé.
She wore her raspberry soufflé, the kind they served at a French bistro. Yes, it was a raspberry soufflé from a recipe they wouldn't let go.
Okay, I can see that why we haven't heard that before.
No, it's popular with frogs.
And an acquired taste?
And what, the soufflé is delicious. I've tried some.
I see. What else will be going on?
The Art in the Park will have over 50 artists with family activities as well as food trucks and a great time. It'll be a perfect opportunity for the kids and family to go out with mom for a possible Mother's Day activity.
Will there be an opportunity for people to interact with the puppets if they can't put them on themselves?
Oh, certainly. After the show, all of our fans are welcome to meet and greet, and we have coloring sheets at the show.
And it has all our pictures on it so our pals can color us in.
That's great. Are there any other puppeteers involved, or are you the sole?
I, believe it or not, I'm a solo puppeteer and able to work my left hand and right hand in my mouth all in different ways to create the illusion that we've got more than one people. I recall several months ago performing at a daycare center, and a little boy came backstage, and he said, "Where are the other people?" And I said, "No, it's just me." "Oh, no, there's other people back here." I said, "News to me, it's just me." So it's really fun to do it all by myself and, hey, create the illusion of something else. It's great.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been performing to the public now for 5 years. The Adventure in Puppetry, as I called it, started back in 2001 and gradually built steam. And we're really on a roll now. I'm now the president of the Cincinnati Area Puppetry Guild. Our bookings are always increasing, and the fans are giving me great feedback. And I'm happy to say, after listening to the fans, that we will be introducing a female character to the troupe this summer.
And what is her name?
Her name is Gwizzle. She is an alien from outer space, and she will be featured in a play that is called The Super Princess and the Pirates from Planet Zwonk.
I've never been to the Planet Zwonk. I just want to make that clear.
What about you, Reg?
I may take a vacation there sometime. It depends if we can get off from work. I have to talk to the puppeteer.
I see. Now, do you design all the puppets yourself?
I come up with the initial design and sketches, and my wife, Lara, helps. And Coleman was helped with my puppeteer friend, Ryan Moore, helped refine him a little bit.
Yeah, he helped get my mouth out and in order.
Who inspires you?
Oh, inspiration. My children, Eleanor and Tiernan, often give me ideas for the show, and cryptid creatures, mythological creatures and things are a common theme. I don't know why. And we like to visit the silliness of that kind of side, I think. I like to have fun with that, and the audience appears to be as well. And listen to what the kids say and the feedback, and we just keep rolling with it.
What are your plans for, say, coming in the fall?
The fall, I know that we are booked at the Clifton Fest that I believe is the 26th and 27th of September. Beyond that, we have to consult the crystal ball.
Well, I want to thank you all for appearing with us. Thank you, Coleman and Reg.
Sorry about the song.
You should try the souffle, though.
Well, I'll do my best to take you up on that. And thank you, Terrence, for coming in. Terrence Burke is the master behind Wump Muppet Puppets, and they bring their show to Northside's Hoffner Park on May 9th at 11:30 a.m. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. That's all one word. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Arenstein.